Welcome to Word Games, a podcast featuring ridiculous, random, absurd word games, hosted by Stephen and Rebecca. If you like tongue twisters, silly stories, and other hilarious goofiness, you've come to the right place. So take a seat and let's jump into the latest episode.
Excuse me, miss. Where am I? What is this place?
You're at Word Games.
Word Games? What's that?
Don't worry, you'll love it here.
But what is it?
We play words with games.
Oh, cool. I'm Steven.
And I'm Rebecca.
And apparently this is Word Games. So we typically, just have kind of our two tried and true word games, tongue twisters we've done, and then what we call back and forth stories. We have done a couple episodes with, or actually just one episode so far, with the
Speech Jammer.
But we're going to try something new now, which is a word association game. So Rebecca, why don't you kind of explain how it works?
So basically for this rendition of the word association game, one of us will start with the first letter of the alphabet, and the next person will continue with an associated word with the next that begins with the next letter of the alphabet.
And I assume there's some, you can be kind of liberal with it if you can't think of something.
Oh, sure. We're creative.
Okay.
We can be flexible.
All right. So are you going to go first then?
Sure. I'll go first. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say attorney.
Bar.
Client. Oh, crap. We have to start over.
Why?
I associated it with attorney, not bar.
Oh, okay.
All right. You got to be careful, folks. If you're doing this at home, be careful. Read the instructions.
Starting over.
Why can't I think of any single word? Alphabet.
B.
Comb.
Door.
What? Explain it.
Well, you have to go through the door to get to the bathroom to get the comb.
Okay. So we're gonna it's fine, okay. You said door. What is E? Elevator.
Floor.
Ground.
Heaven.
My brain is not smart right now. What is an I word? Oh, infinite.
Jest.
That was so good. That was so good. JK. Kidding.
Laughter.
Mime.
Nothing.
Oh my gosh, you're so good at this game.
Except for door.
You said nothing. I'm in. Oh. Open.
Pull.
What did you say? Oh, pull?
Pull.
Oh, like pull open. That's good. Yeah. PQ. I'm on Q.
Mm-hmm.
Pull. Quiznos. We're just.
Ranch.
You're so good. sauce.
Tomato. We're on you.
I understand that. I almost said onion.
And it's on you.
I almost said onion. tomato. I don't know. I can't pass.
You can think of something.
I think they're ugly.
Okay.
To my taste buds. Man, I'm doing a real bad job.
Velvet.
For ugly? You know what? I'm just going to give it to you. Because.
Well, it's the opposite of ugly.
Okay. Velvet. Waistcoat.
So now it's X.
Yep.
Xylophone. Because who doesn't like playing xylophone in their waistcoat?
Anyone I've ever known that plays good xylophone always wears a waistcoat. So I think it fits.
All right.
You were going to say xylophone no matter what, weren't you?
Well, what other way? I mean, other than like X-ray, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. So you said xylophone. I'm at Y. Yay. There's a xylophone.
And then zebra, because yay, I saw a zebra.
Kind of went off the rails there. I apologize. We're recording this and it's just a little bit late.
Yeah, we can't think.
But I mean, that's no excuse, really.
We've used all of our brain power for the day.
But no, I think that was.
It was pretty good. There's some letters like X, you know, Z. It's like, what are you supposed to do for those? Like,
if we were just a little bit faster, maybe we would be better. Now we're getting into the philosophy section of, is that the right word? Yeah. Philosophy section of word games where
we go into a 2-hour polemic about.
See, the fact that you just said the word polemic, you're just brilliant.
Is it polemic or is it polemic?
Polemic. I have no idea.
And also, I'm not exactly sure what a polemic or polemic is.
But it sounded good to me.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, man. That was fun.
Well, that about does it for this episode, and we will catch all of you loyal listeners, all two of you, next
Mom.
Next episode.
Bye.
Goodbye.